Part 3. A Wizard of Communicating. Chapter 10. It's natural, only it's not. An anonymous quote here. Don't just be yourself, be your best self. On the whiteboard in his campaign office, there was a note that read, "Let Trump be Trump." That's what we've seen. But that doesn't mean that Trump is just being Trump. Trump being Trump means Trump being the wizard of influence that he is. Natural versus naturally influential. How long does it take you to identify a telemarketer? Probably less than 5 seconds, right? "Mr. Blades, how are you today?" Right then your brain thinks, "Who are you? Why are you calling me? What do you want from me?" Telemarketers have an unnatural way of speaking, and so too do many public speakers and politicians. When Ted Cruz is asked a question, you see a subtle change in persona when he goes into answering mode. He adopts a particular posture, cocks his head a certain way, and then begins speaking in a deliberate voice tone and cadence. He's very smooth, but he doesn't appear natural. Chris Christie and John Kasich are more natural. When they speak, they appear to be just talking. Bernie Sanders is the same way. When he speaks, you feel the authenticity in his message. All of the candidates are highly skilled speakers and sound natural to varying degrees. But Donald's naturalness is different. How many times has it been said that Donald just speaks his mind? How many times have you heard him say it? It's one of his signature messages, isn't it? But it's only partly true. Donald sounds natural, like a man just speaking his mind. But over the decades, he's learned to naturally communicate a certain way. They say that Donald doesn't have a filter, but in fact he does. It's one that spits out words in a way that maximizes his impact. Mummy, where do words come from? As I sit here and type, sentences appear in my mind one word at a time. The same is true when we speak. But where do these words come from? How do you choose them? Like most decisions we make, our choices are often the product of habit and repetition. Hence, our so-called natural speech is ultimately a self-conditioned behavior. A gangbanger from Compton uses different words than a wasp from the Upper East Side. Not because of where they come from, but the words that they habitually use. While we all do this on an unconscious level, master influencers like Donald deliberately train the way that they speak and the types of words that they habitually choose. For instance, a friend has a problem of being too formal by email, which can appear standoffish or arrogant. Do you think that by changing the introduction of his email from "Dear Mr. Smith" to "Hi John," that he might change the tone? This type of change is easy to make, and through repetition, over time, you can train all of your communications the same way. A wizard of communicating. And if Donald's messaging skills are masterful, his communication skills are downright magical.